Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So Oscar Santana was traditionally 7 minutes late today, and we were speculating when he sends out the text message that says parking.
Yes.
I asked Rob, I said, where do you think he really is right now after that? And Rob speculated that you were still in bed.
Still in bed in a nightcap and a nightgown.
Like you mean an old-fashioned...
Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge nightshirt. Yeah,
with a cap with a ball with the at kerchief. The end of it. Yes, red and white striped.
It takes me 15 minutes to get here, so that hypothesis wouldn't work.
Oh, Mike, then I stand corrected.
All right, so did you park across the street?
I paid.
You parked across the street in the pay lot.
Who guessed that?
Yes. You know, the pay lot is still a bite on the bag, but it's better now that we've got a new attendant.
Because
he's pleasant.
And
he's nice.
Yesterday, there were parking tickets given away.
Given away? Like a lottery?
Yes. Drugstore?
Yes.
God, I was shocked to hear yesterday.
It's a ghost town.
Yeah, I heard yesterday you were parked there, and I said, yes. Is that a thing again?
Not a thing.
Mm-hmm. No, ka-ching.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math today. You need to park at the CVS 24 times to make good on one ticket.
I am still in the green.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
overall.
Or the black, per se.
Yeah, overall, we're all in the black, but now it's...
I have to... Every 3-4 months or so, we bring up your chronic tardiness, and I don't know if I believe what I read about it, because I believe a lot of things that say it is a cry for attention, and I think you get plenty of attention, and I don't think you're somebody that seeks out necessarily... well, maybe you do. You know, I'm thinking about the Mario Brothers costumes and stuff like that.
Well, he likes Halloween, but I think it might be less of a cry for attention and more of a power play.
Yes. I want to show you guys what's what.
Yeah, because we can't start the show until he gets here.
I actually would want you to start the show without me.
So would I.
No, because that would...
Every day.
That would legitimize your behavior, and I don't want
to
do that.
Well, I would like to start the show without you as well.
I have been trying.
Why don't we do a hard start with if the person isn't here, including you, Mike? We can all start regardless.
Are you are you moving me into your zone? I would challenge you.
My zone.
Danger
zone.
Highway to it.
You have any
Kenny Loggins? Tardy zone.
Thank you.
Highway to the tardy zone.
I would be willing to bet you $1,000.
Yes.
That and we don't have to make it unreasonable. We can go 6 months, not a year.
Oh no! That's a losing bet.
I will not be late.
That's a losing bet. Let's go 3 months.
A losing bet for you.
Well, for both of us.
No,
because you'll have something come up. You always have something come up.
No.
Hold on, guys. Gotta take this call. Hold on, guys.
Really,
somebody's here.
Really? No, no.
Hold on, guys.
I think it's really, really important to say to you that the only reason I do that
$1,000.
Six months. $1,000.
$1,000.
That would pay for 4 parking tickets.
Thank you. Done. 6 months, $1,000.
So now you're saying it's not a losing game.
You know what? I love challenges. And I love, as this song says, the danger zone.
Highway to the tardy zone.
All right. So let's figure out the parameters of
Rob,
the wager.
Get involved and make the rules.
All right. First off, I need you to sign disclosures that you all are in good health.
Really?
Then, right. Now, I will make my rule.
All right.
That does, like, today we're taping half an hour early.
Well, right. 23 minutes early.
Yes.
23 minutes early. Right. 23 minutes early. I will say this, that in the event that there is a prearranged change in a start time.
A variation,
Then that is that. But the prearranged time that is mutually agreed on becomes the hard and fast time. And we will subject this to arbitration in the event that one or both parties did not get the information about the start time.
Let me offer this.
What about vacations?
We've gotten much...
Vacations are not relevant to the... When you're on vacation, it doesn't...
At vacation, you still have to be in studio at 9. You don't have to do a show, but you still have to be here at 9.
By the way, it's much... I have to point this out to you. Much easier for me And I would posit this to you, Mr. Santana. Mm-hmm. The only reason that I slack on this is because
if you're saying it's for me, it's for both of us. Then.
The only reason I don't show up and like religiously is because I have failed.
With me.
You have defeated me.
Yes.
You have defeated me on the tardy.
You have made this.
Let's go look at a radio career spanning how many years?
I was like one time.
In your radio career?
One time.
Yeah. Okay, because in
it
radio.
It was 1988, the entire year.
Mm-hmm. No, I really was. I was like one. There was one time. It was chronicled.
Really?
And it was because I was in federal court because I got pulled over in the George Washington Parkway.
How about your other podcast?
What if I'm late or Chad's late? We start hard start. Doesn't matter.
No, but I mean, so you're late to that.
Either of us have been late to the show.
You more than he?
He's coming from DC. So I think by now in the last 2 years is probably a push.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Would he agree to that? Do you think?
Absolutely.
If he was here?
He's coming from DC. So
as are you.
Yeah, but I get to go earlier. He's finishing up an afternoon drive.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So that makes it a push.
Yes.
If we are going to further this bet, I offer this, Mike. Mm-hmm. I think that we have gotten much better about communicating when
By the way, I don't know if it's a money bet now that I'm thinking about it, because the greatest bets are bets that are that the listeners benefit from.
Tattoo.
Ah, a stunt bet.
Tattoo. I'm down for a tattoo.
What
if it's a tattoo that he chose?
Or I chose.
Well, I mean,
vice versa.
Yeah, I would say that it would not really be a benefit.
Or pony chooses.
If you chose your own benefit.
Something in Japanese.
Yes. Something that is perhaps slightly, sexual.
Taboo.
Of course.
Taboo. A Chinese character.
So, what is the bet? Don't backtrack.
The odds
are in your favor.
First of all, pal, the best offense is a good defense, offense, whatever. I started this thing with the bet, so don't talk to me about backtracking.
Okay. Yeah.
I created this. This is my idea, this bet.
Well,
I'm only trying to hone it and refine it.
When we do an alternate start time, whether a little earlier or with a little later, we're very good about communicating it. However, that is the exception rather than the rule. So this is my one offering. If we do a bet,
I say they're off the table.
Mike is talking.
I want to say this. If we're all in the room and we say we got to fix this, we got to do this, that's irrelevant too. So, I mean, it's a question of the show tapes usually at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
If you are not in your seats.
If nothing has changed, you have to be there by 15 minutes before the show.
That's a wild card. I'll see that. Also, know this.
And don't be doing anything about staying after.
No. The arbitrator.
Because then I'll come right through this TV screen.
The
Mr.
arbitrator
Man.
Is Rob. Rob has to decide. Rob has to decide what the rules stand.
And by the way, I'm not going to do the 15 minutes before.
Just a 9 o'clock because you don't. I know
why. That's not good time for me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, also you don't want to sit there and time. You don't want to sit there and stare at me with awkward silence.
I work before.
He
the
would
show.
Win $1,000. That's how the bet works.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I work a couple of hours before the show, but the time right before the show is when I'm doing all my last minute stuff, and I don't want to be burdened by that 10 minutes.
What are the rules then?
The rules are you have to be. The show starts at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If the show starts at 9 o'clock, you have to be in the studio by 9 o'clock.
Ready, when is payment due? Within what time period?
Ready to go.
When is payment due? And whose pocket? It does not come out of the show budget. It comes out of the personal pocket.
Yeah. And you guys are going to go 3 months.
Money. I don't think it should be money. I think it should be a classic radio bit, a classic radio bet payment, which is shaving your head.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be great.
Okay. All right, you're willing?
I'm in.
You're willing. So
I've shaved my head like 5 times in my life. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, and it looks good with a big fat face.
Look at this. I am right now.
Yeah,
so
I'll take it.
This is so short that it wouldn't be a big deal for me.
Okay.
Mike, I got to tell you something. It's always a big deal. If you have enough hair to comb, which you do, you have a certain grain that flops over, it's always a big deal.
How about this? Not a full shaving, but a number one.
No,
that's a buzz cut.
And by the way, that's a category.
Like,
you don't want to
get that by accident.
Don't want to Google that
anytime. All right,
then it's a full head shaving.
Yeah, with
it's
a
not
hair,
relevant to me anyway.
With a Harry's blade.
Pay the bet off. What?
With a Harry's blade. I want shiny.
Bic.
Okay. Why are you, Rob Spiewak, looking at me like I will pay the bet?
You will not. That's why I love it. Oh, that's why I love it.
You're directing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This has got to be fair.
Oh, it's going to be fair. You know what? Rules are always in place to make the game more fun.
What
and you
rule?
May accuse me.
It's the easiest rule in the world. You show up for work on time.
You may accuse me of playing sides here, but I will enforce it to the letter of the law because that's my DNA.
Okay.
I am a gamesman.
I would love also for redundancy.
Yes.
For Pony to get involved.
Okay.
So you make sure that you're keeping track of our, pull up a spreadsheet, make sure you're keeping track of all our days.
Right.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Now, Monday is the 23rd of April.
Starts then.
Okay. We start for a 3-month run?
3 months.
Yeah, let's make it 3 months.
Till July 23rd.
Vacation does not count.
Vacation does not count, and alternate start times are also not counted. Although, we encourage punctuality every day.
How many alternate start times is each party given?
No, if they happen in the business of doing the show, like today.
No. The issue is we are here. If we needed to go, we go. If there is an issue when we are in our chairs getting ready to do the show, that then all bets are. I'm talking about we tape at 9 o'clock. You're in the studio ready to take.
Ready to go at 9.
If there's something that goes on, and we have, there are too many little dilly-dilly things that we
dilly,
do.
There
are too many little dilly-dilly things that we do where we sometimes have to say, hey, give me a minute. I need to do this. If you're here and you're in the studio, that's irrelevant. So that there are no rules on that one.
No, the question is
being here. Because what it means is sitting, waiting for another person.
Yes.
To do the show.
Yes.
That's what, like we did today.
Okay,
that
so is if I say, sorry, example. Guys, I had a flat tire, I still lose.
Yes.
If Mike says, sorry, my kid is a little sick, I'm going to be late in the morning, he still loses.
I think so.
The way, because that's the way it would be in, if you say,
I'm not trying to be a dick. I just want to clarify.
No, the rule is this. You have to be ready to go
before,
at 9.
If you say the night before, I won't be coming into work day because I'm saying, that's different than saying, I had a flat tire.
Thank you.
Right. It is
Got
without
it. You can always take an Uber in, leave your car if you want your hair.
And if you are on time, a flat tire would not be relevant because you would give yourself
some time for the flat tire. Yeah.
That's right. It. So the bottom line here is on time, ready to go at 9, head shaved. But just the head. You don't have to shave all facial hair, do you?
The I can't wait, the enthusiasm with this. You make it sound like I'm going to lose. I'm not going to lose the bet.
Mike.
The question is whether or not you will lose.
Well,
So it's not a question of me losing this
bet. Actually,
it
might be, when is he going to concede? Because it just might get stupid after a month.
I think that when he says, I can't wait, that indicates that I'm not going to lose the bet.
Now, see, that's what you're projecting on yourself. I can't wait for this challenge. This is going
to
be fun.
Okay, so you're saying you can't wait because you want to prove to me.
I don't want to prove to you.
I think this is going to be
fun. I don't want to prove to anybody. This is going to be fun. It's going to be a game. It's going to be like
if you had known that punctuality is fun, you should have been on time all along.
You don't understand either. What I'm trying to clarify is I cannot wait for what is going to be an essential fun gambling every morning for me to get here.
Yeah, that's a lie. Anyway,
that's not a lie.
Okay. You know, it's going to be great.
Shaving my head would not be good right now with the state of my face.
With the beginning of July comes and perhaps you guys are neck and neck, it could get pretty exciting.
Yes.
Really. And you know what? There could
be
instances.
It's never going to be exciting for me.
There could be instances of Facebook Live.
Yes.
With Pony and me.
A TikTok.
Who's going to get here? TikTok, TikTok.
The camera could have a graphic.
Yes.
A graphic that counts down.
Can I make a point here?
Yes.
Can I make a point that I'd really like to state, and I'm not trying to ease up on Oscar.
Right.
I'd like to state my overwhelming advantage
in this
particular wager.
But don't forget the tortoise and the hair. Or the tortoise and the lack
of
hair.
From my potty to this room, which is about 40 feet.
Mike, okay? I'm just going with the recent data you've given us.
There's
always been something up. You haven't started on time on a regular basis for a week straight.
You don't understand. You don't understand the reason for that. The reason for that is because I have let you influence me, and I have not maintained the standards that I maintained for years and years and years. So the reason there has been that
it's my fault
that fantasy that you paint of me not hearing the dinner bell. I could do it anytime I wanted. Okay. I choose not to. I'm ready to do the show usually at about 7:30 for a 9 o'clock taping. Usually about 7:30, 7:45 every day.
So you're 1,000% confident.
I'm beyond 1,000%
confident. Okay. I'm not 1,000%
outside of
confident.
You know, I am 58 and not in the greatest of health. So barring the, you know, if you see me come in on Monday, I go, let's start. I'm fine. The paramedics are
on. That was the last 3 weeks.
And also, if you call me in advance and tell me you've had a stroke the night before, you get a pass. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you guys are both so confident, do you want to raise the stakes to facial hair as well?
You're not listening to me.
No, what I'd like to do is raise the time limit to 3 years.
You're not.
To be perfectly honest with you. Rob, I'd like to have a 3-year rule, not a 3-month rule.
You're not listening to me. I said I'm not confident in what I'm, if I'm going to win or not.
But you are enthusiastic. And
in
you
the
are,
process, it's great radio.
And I also know
great
this.
Radio. It is fabulous
you are, if radio. Nothing else, yes. You are a results. You are a results-driven guy who is competitive. And I think this is really going to light a fire. So I think because of that, I have confidence in you.
Yeah, but I'm not confident.
No.
I'm not confident.
You know what I'm already thinking about?
how
depressed I'll be after the 3 months is over. I'll be depressed because it's like, what do I do now? How do I motivate him now? That's it.
I don't think you need to motivate me outside of this.
Yeah, you don't need to motivate him.
No,
motivate.
You don't. I don't have to motivate you outside. No, I don't get sensitive. I don't need to motivate you outside.
Which intern do you want to shave your head?
Oh, I know. I would have a professional come in.
Oh, I don't think
play that game.
I don't think we need to do that.
I'll pay for the penalty.
Can we have a lady, a pretty lady?
It depends on who's available, Mike. I know one barber that comes to your house.
I love the idea of Well, I mean, anyone can shave your head. I was thinking.
I want to do it appropriate. You know, in an appropriate manner. Or else it's painful.
Would be excellent if we could get her is Stormy Daniels.
Now you're thinking about that because you saw Kirk McEwen with his picture on Facebook.
No, I never did.
Kirk McEwen was hosting, emceeing up at Fantasies. God, give me a rifle if they ask me.
Hey, Mike, the cream rises.
Yeah. She looked really good in the picture. Kirk looks like Kirk, but my old radio partner, Kirk McEwen, was posing with Stormy, and she looks really, you know, I've seen her on TV, and I was like, well, she looks like maybe she's been at it too long, and then you see this picture, and she had her stage makeup on, and she was wearing one of her outfits, and she was up at Fantasy. Is that in Baltimore, Fantasies?
I believe it is.
It is, Mike.
I've never attended.
I have been there multiple
times.
You've
been to Fantasies?
Oh, of course.
Where is Fantasies? Where is
it? On the wrong side of the tracks.
It's like on the, is it in the combat zone?
It's right next to the aquarium.
Not the combat zone, but
it's right next
Boston.
To the aquarium, I think.
Okay, shut up, Rob. I'm just trying to find out where the joy is. It in the red light district in Baltimore? The block.
No.
I remember the block.
That would be the right side of the tracks.
Okay.
The wrong side of the tracks is the famous warehouse district.
It's like outside of the city,
right? Yeah, it's not in the city. Mm. It's still.
What's the place where you bring your own booze?
BYOB. That's a.
Remember that joint? The one that was like, bring your own booze?
Red Hot and Blue? No, that's
red hot. I know it's red hot and blow.
Sorry, not Fantasies. It's like Shades or something. It's something.
Remember
different.
The place, right?
Yes.
It was famous for. I mean, famous for a while.
After every Preakness, as a younger man, we'd go to that place.
And
we
because
had beer.
You brought your own hooch, and they had different rules. Because of
that. Wow! Congratulations, Oscar! You finally found a way to step down from the Preakness infield. It ain't easy.
All right, so that's the rule. 3-month bet.
Starts on
Oscar's
Monday.
Late, Mike's late. We
take
shave
odds.
Our heads.
Right.
We're not part of the gambling, but
yeah,
this
so
is going to be fun.
Start your wagering. Our listeners love to wager.
They do.
The bet starts Monday.
Monday.
That means we'll have a head shaving on Tuesday. Very good.
That would be hilarious.
Wouldn't it be?
Yes.
He's already conceded. Start the damn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. That's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
The giggle.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Marijuana theme show today. live from the heart of our nation's capital in the podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now.
In the now.
You can listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by... Hi, everybody. Wanted to let you know that we all have dogs. We all love our dogs. Which is why we love Whistle. That's right, Whistle. Whistle, a device that attaches to your dog's collar and allows you to track their location. I should have said pets, because they include cats, too. That's right. You can track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. You know how to whistle, don't you? Whistle is lightweight. It's waterproof. And it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. We love Whistle. It uses GPS, AT&T's cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor your pet and get notified when they leave and return to their safe place. Find your pet in minutes. It makes a great gift for man's best friend, be it a cat or a dog. You know how to whistle, don't you, friend? Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use that famous code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now.
Win, Mr. Spade.
Right now. Use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle. I don't know how, but you can. Whistle's the smarter way to care for your best friend. Thank you, Sam.
First time I've ever heard Humphrey Bogart use the phrase Wi-Fi.
Now, not
it
sure
doesn't come up a lot. Doesn't come up in a lot of old movies.
Get that right out to the client,
sure,
and please send me the feedback as soon as you get it back to see if they liked it or went, I'm not sure that's what we're going for.
I think they're going to love it.
They're going to love it.
I don't know if that's what we're going for. Yeah, so we changed the opening and closings of the show with that Playapod app update.
Which it's so great.
Thanks to Mr. Jim Amato for writing that for me, basically, and we appreciate that. Thanks to everybody. We don't say it enough, the people that send in the little clips and the promos. And,
Yeah. And really,
mm-hmm. I mean, the guys in-house do a great job with our interns and Rob and you know, and the writing and everything, but it's really fun when we get something to come from outside, and we really appreciate it.
I think I was up last night on Facebook, on our TMOS fan club page.
Sure.
And I'm writing back to people that I just haven't been able to engage in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And the love that people have for the show, that doesn't get old, right? That doesn't get old.
It's every day. And I know we all get it. And it's every day with people with suggestions and telling us what we should try. And, you know, I got a golf invite. It's just fun. I mean, it's fun all the time. And we love the relationship. We love the fact that we get engaged with the listeners. And I did, too. I did a lot of responding last night. Mm-hmm. And that was after what I would describe as not a stressful day, but just a tad annoying.
Annoying?
How are you annoyed?
Was it too full? Were you overscheduled?
On Thursday, I tape two shows. I do the regular show and then the Political Persuasion show. And by the way, if you haven't checked out Political Persuasions, Chris Freitz and I are having a really, really good time doing that show. And we urge everybody to check it out. If you want to know, really be up to date on everything. If you want to educate yourself without having to linger on a news program on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, or anything like that, check out Political Persuasions. We'll give you the highlights each week, and we'll do it in a, I think, an informative way and kind of a fun way.
It was a great one yesterday, and I can really sum it up. It is that Chris didn't dance, and that's when you get uneasy.
No, he didn't dance at all, and I annoyed him again. I annoyed him because I just kept pounding one question.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part.
Because I won't relent until I'm satisfied. Unless I'm satisfied with the answer.
Yeah, and he does hold back because he is a very straight-edged guy.
Yes,
and
he is.
It's hard to get an opinion out of him.
He doesn't want me to overreact, but I can't help myself. I overreact all the time.
He worries about it.
Check out Political Persuasions. Mm. But during Political Persuasions, we have one of those dreaded technical glitches that took a long time. And when you're ready to go, as any of us in this studio will say, when you're ready to go and you have that glitch, we've had it on the regular show. And by the way, Chris Freitz told me a couple of things that were pretty good about our little operation.
Felt nice. Said, I got a full debrief. Full debrief.
He gave us, said that we are really doing a great job with our equipment and our state-of-the-art podcasting features that we have on the show. We're growing every day, and he compared us to, one of those satellite radio companies. And
you can never guess which one
to that.
But just one of those satellite companies. Yes.
He compared us to that.
Yeah.
And then he compared us also to CNN. And he said, everybody has the technical stuff. The difference is we're not professional enough not to talk about it. So we talk about it.
Yeah.
But when you get the wind in your sails and then you have to stop down for 20, 25 minutes, it takes a lot out.
It does.
And then so I got done taping Political Persuasions and Carla's outside and says, what are you doing? I said, Daddy's going to have a little me time.
Oh, that's
good. I'm going to go to the golf store, the one that's far away. And I'm going to go there, and I'm just going to walk around the golf store.
How far away is far away?
25 minutes by car. And sometimes 35 nothing. Minutes.
No, but in Florida, it's a in fast Florida, clip, it's a lot, man.
Yeah, for that, he might as well be in Georgia.
It's 15 down the street, right?
Yeah. Mm. It's not the same. So I go down there, and I decide that I'm going to go down, and the only thing I've got between, say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and 5 o'clock is T-ball at 5. My kids' T-ball practice at 5. But I'm way down there, and his T-ball is way down there, too. So what I do is I go to the golf store, and then I call, and I say, by the way, we got that indicator light on the left rear tire again. And I was thinking, after leaving my little golf store, I'm going to swing by the dealership, because I put air in it 3 times, and now I'm getting the indicator light. I don't see any evidence of anything in the tire, but I'm going to take it into the shop and see what's happening.
Is it a vague light?
I'll meet you at T-ball practice if there's any problem.
Yes. Pardon me for interrupting, but is the light vague or is it specific? Does it say low pressure?
It actually tells you where the tire is, and it shows you what tire that is, which is pretty cool.
The future is here.
Oh, I hear you. I've got
that. The future is now.
In my beautiful Korean sedan.
Woo!
And I do something that is kind of taking a chance when you just drive to the service bay of the car dealership, because you don't know whether they're going to be slammed.
I've never done that. I've done it multiple times.
It's a good roll of the dice.
For little crap. Yeah. If it's little crap where you're checking an indicator light, I do it all the time.
So I guess my context is I've had a tire sensor go out, and that is service. They have to go in there. It's going to take at least 2 or 3 hours. You got to drop the car off.
Yeah, but also something like that can also be just a reset.
Yeah, but you... Oh, well, I mean, maybe someone that wants a man can reset that indicator light on your own.
But no, and a man can also not stutter that much either.
Yeah. You have to go in, and I see the young kid that's in the service. There's nobody around.
Come right in, sir.
Hello, sir. I can't throw this kid under the bus. This kid looked like a Caucasian version of Adrian Garcia.
So handsome.
White guy.
But no, the kid was super savvy. Like really kind of, he's like a... Yeah,
they're all computers now.
I say, I've got an indicator light again in my car. It's gone off a couple of times. First question he asked me in kind of a smug way says, did you put air in it? And I looked at him and I gave him the Lieutenant Dan answer. Yes, I did that. You know, I did it three times. I did it three times, which is a lie. I did it once.
That's all right.
And so, but it did go off a second time. And so, but I don't want to dick around with it. And he said, okay, I'll take a peek at it just to go sit in the lobby in the front. And I go into the lobby, and it's a Volvo. I don't mind telling people it's a Volvo. That's the car that's the Omera SUV. That's right. Because you know what? We are living in the fast lane. Anyway, so
Volvos are luxury Swedish vehicles.
Okay, calm down. Okay,
they're beautiful. Yeah.
All right, calm down.
I'm not calming down. I love Volvos. Okay, I grew up with Volvos.
Okay, all right.
Why are you dogging them?
I'm not dogging Volvos. You just said
we're living the sweet life.
Volvos are practical cars. They're safe cars.
Hey, maybe what he said. He's living the Swede life.
I would say it is a wonderful car.
Yes.
It is not what I would describe as a sexy car.
Well, no. Right? I would see,
sexy comes from within, Mr. Driver Man.
No, it's not like, you know, it's a nice car, but I've always considered, when I think of a Volvo, I think of my Aunt Mary, who drove a Volvo her whole life, this clunky Volvo, and I still think it's a safe car.
Yes,
a safe
car.
That's why we
got
the car.
Foxy, but good.
But it's also very, it's so Swedish.
What does it mean by that?
Well, you know what? We have to take a break. Yes, we have to take a break. I will come back and I will tell you about the odyssey of Volvo, which includes rather significant snacking, a wonderful conversation with an octogenarian, a observation of human behavior, followed by tremendous disappointment.
Oh.
We'll be right back. On the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right. It's a luxury car. Shut up.
I love
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration preparing the president to go a mano with Kim Jong-un. Plus, Donald Trump decides not to sanction Russia. And Sean Hannity is a client of Michael Cohen, the mistress fixer.
God bless the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com. iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I just realized something. We're going to make Political Persuasions sillier.
Oh, that's silly is good.
Would it be the mistress whisperer, or did he say fixer?
Fixer.
But she's the mistress whisperer.
I might have coined the term mistress fixer.
And I might have written it down right away to name the show that.
Yes,
because
mistress
I was
fixer.
Quite taken with it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by FabFitFun. I was telling you about Carla opening the FabFitFun box yesterday. Let me tell you what it is. If you need to figure out a perfect gift for the woman you gave everything to, this is it. FabFitFun. Fantastic. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
There was an issue in Casa Spiewak yesterday when Carrie said, where's all my FabFitFun stuff? Julia says,
Oh, no. Julia got to the FabFitFun box?
I might have taken some of the things.
Oh, no. That's not cool.
I mean, it's the stuff that all ladies like, young, old, alike. Mm. I mean, they're going to fight over it. This is going to get ugly.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived. Mom will love it. Daughter will love it. FabFitFun, 12 gifts for the price of one. Goodies from lots of categories, health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, and home. Valued at over $200. I can testify. I double-checked it with Mrs. O'Meara. She said, yes. I said, these are like top of the line. She says, yes. You only pay $49.99. It's a great gift. These are all full-size products. No samples. Many items, individual value, more than the entire cost of the box. We all ordered FabFitFun boxes and can't wait to surprise our ladies. And I've already surprised mine.
Yes.
And she says, what's this? I said, it's your surprise.
Ah!
Just go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and use the code TMOS. Go to FabFitFun. Try FabFitFun today. It's FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And we thank you. Back to the car dealership. So the kid is smart. He's a tech.
He's smart.
You can tell. They're the guys that work in the little cubicles.
Yeah.
That have the ties, that are the guys that take your information. And then they're the guys that have like the golf shirts on that are the techs. And he says, I'll take a look at it. And he's like 12 years old. And I kind of feel like an idiot going, okay, I'll go. And he said, now listen, you go through those doors and there's a lounge. It's got chairs there and they've got bottled water and some snacks. And I turned around over my left shoulder and I went, So I mosey into this place. I've never been there before. Carla's done all the car stuff.
This is where you bought the car?
This is not where we bought the car. This is they changed locations.
Okay.
So I'm at a different location. It's shiny and new and so Swedish. It's got Swedish furniture, Swedish wood, Swedish flooring, and you're surrounded by Swedish cars.
Okay.
And so I walk over, and the receptionist, who is in charge of the director of first impressions, is lingering over at the snack bar where they have bottled water and it appears to be some muffins, some cookies, and some granola bars.
Yum.
And this bird is living there. And I mean, if I could say what's on my mind, I'm like, I know you're bored. Can you arrange the fruit one more time? Excuse me, Linda Lavin. Can you move out of the snack area so daddy can have a granola bar if he wants to? So finally, after what seems like a half an hour of her going, you know, I said, why don't you go over to your station where you're too bored to sit and hello, just children. Answer the phone?
Did she what look like that? Linda Lavin?
She looked like a combination between Linda Lavin, Rhea Perlman, and that lady from Princess Bride.
Oh, that's Carol Kane.
Carol Kane, thank you. Thank you very much.
You'll be happy
classic
to know, Mike,
good looks.
This past holiday break for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Four or 5 months ago, I spent the last 4 days of my break in Orlando. Remember how my brother bought a new car?
Mm-hmm.
In car dealerships. So,
okay. All right.
From Porsche dealership to Volvo dealership to be, they all have a fruit minder because this is now like a staple of dealerships. Where before, when we were younger, coffee, water,
if
you had that. Now and it's a spread.
And it's the same thing at the Kia dealership that I go to. They've got this thing that's like a spiral that it's filled with apples.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take an apple from the bottom and they all roll down.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that?
I like
that's
that.
Very, I had not seen cool. that.
Like that.
So I look over, and they also had a little plastic container of dog treats, which kind of pissed me off. It's like, I know you're taking care
pet
of the little
foo-foo
dog.
Pet friendly,
but don't put the dog treats on the same counter where you're putting the muffins. It just bothered me.
Did you offer one to the lady?
No, to be honest, I didn't confuse them, but I looked at them. I said, that's not nice, Rob.
Sit down.
I looked
be
over
good,
the,
stay.
So I start to chow down, and I look over, and their seating area, their little Swedish furniture seating area, is a little concentrated.
A little too intimate?
Tight.
So there's a guy that's taken the area, and it's really, he's giving the vibe off of, this is mine.
Oh, no.
Don't come in here.
And if I'm sitting across from this guy, I'm sitting as close as Oscar is to Pony.
Okay.
And I don't choose to go into that man's space. And I walk by him and he's reading a book. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's certain people that read a book like on airplanes and everywhere else that just they read it in a certain way. And I walk by. This
You're
is
right.
going to be for TV. This is not going to be for anything. But I walk by and my little Croc sandals are making kind of a squeaky sound on the floor.
Sure, it happens.
And he's reading his book, and as he's reading his book, he's like this. He's going like this. And I walk by, and I get this when I walk by. I go,
oh, no.
Looks
at you over top of his glasses.
He gives me the eyebrow raise.
It's the glasses, the reading glasses, douche.
Yeah, it's the douche look, and I said, and it's resting douche face.
Yes,
that's what
thank
he has.
You.
RDF.
Resting douche face, and I walk by, so I'm like, I'm not going to go to his space, but they've got these little toy Swedish tables and chairs that are around. I said, well, I'll go over here and I will occupy myself with my trusty smartphone, which we can all do now to avoid social awkwardness. And I start to drink my bottle of water. I start to enjoy my granola fruit bar. And this is, by the way, after I've enjoyed a candy stripe mint. You know, I'm enjoying
the
all
best.
The fruits of the Volvo dealership.
Like the white and red ones? Yes. Starlight Mints, they're called, Mike.
And as I sit there and I'm enjoying my granola bar, suddenly a family comes in with an elderly father, a slightly older mother.
Yes.
And the daughter.
Oh, hello.
The full-grown, daughter.
Yeah.
The full-grown, apparently, daughter of wealth that comes in to look at the new Volvo XC40, which is the smaller of the
SUVs. You can buy it on your iPhone.
But it's actually quite a stylish kind of
car. Why when you say that it's boxy and not sexy.
Well, this one's kind of sexy. This one's sexy. And this is the one she's got her eye on. And sure. I start to observe them. And she seems to be focused on this car.
Killer deal. I get $0 from Volvo. But I saw their ad, I think it might have been on the Grammys. Well, it was an award show that was on, right? In the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
The ACMs.
Right.
And I said, did they just say that you could buy your Volvo X40 subscription-based? So you subscribe to it, and every year they upgrade it, right? Just like a cell phone. That's the model they're pushing.
It's like Blue Apron.
So they bundle your insurance and they bundle your car payment into one payment.
Oh, it's so easy.
Wow.
And you can buy
it. So they're making car buying easy.
So you can buy it on the phone.
Well, why don't we get them as an advertiser then?
Well, yeah. I would love to, but that's out of my scope at this moment. I'm dealing with agencies that actually, they do not advertise on podcasts yet. Volvo does not, because I looked for it. I said, this is
really?
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. This is linear. Cool. It's one to one.
This is the hip modern car we're talking
about. You subscribe to it, Mike, and every year when you're done, just like your phone, when a new iPhone comes out, they give you a new one. And the subscription continues.
Cool. And do you give the old car to your kid like you do with your old iPhone?
No, you give it back. With the subscription for your iPhone, you give it back.
Oh, you give it back. Yes. Okay.
Kind of a lease. Kind of a variant and a lease is what it is.
$600 gets you a new car every year. For as long as you subscribe.
$600 a month?
$600 a month.
Okay, with the insurance included.
Included insurance.
God, that's not a bad deal.
Well, I mean, the lease that I have is like a 3-year lease. So I've got another year on it, which is, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
It involves the new tires.
No.
Don't read ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I tipped my hand. Woe is me.
But that's the model for that type, the millennials, because
She wasn't a millennial.
I'm not a millennial. I'm not even in. I'm like in this weird gray area. But I said, man, if I really hated even going through the process of buying a car, and you're gonna make it this easy on my phone, you still have to go to the dealer,
right?
But they can get it through the app.
Yeah. Wait until you're 47, Oscar. You'll have other weird gray areas.
Let me tell you this. This woman is a cross between. She is probably in her late 30s. I would assume late 30s. The parents are older, and she is a cross between Melania Trump and Sofia Vergara.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. No, I didn't take a creep pick. If you look, this would mean at this point in time, I raised my smartphone up, and I'm looking at my. This is exactly how I am looking at my smartphone. I'm going like this.
That's a serial killer.
Your eyes are moving around like you're sending a message.
She's rather statuesque, and she's with her mom, who seems like in her day she was also quite lovely, and she's with the father that looks like Alan Arkin.
Maybe he's getting it. Maybe she's getting it for them.
Why are you looking at my daughter?
Why are you looking at that car? You want to drive it? Test drive it. Come on.
Don't just look at it.
So that's an Alan Arkin impression. You want a mint? Have a cookie.
They have apples. Apples, you can eat them. They're free.
Yeah. Sophia, your car's ready for a test drive. Come on. What are you doing? So anyway.
That is damn good, Mike. I have not heard that.
Is that the XC40? Yeah, take it for a drive around the block. All right, we got a break. We'll come back, and then so by this time, this show goes over. They go out for their test drive, and then the next two people that come in are a sweet, lovely couple that comes walking in, and we'll talk about them, and then I get my great news. Sorry, I didn't think this would be like a 3 break.
Oh well,
really, just part of my day.
The way you experience the Mike O'Mara Show and the shows of the More Network has changed.
Has changed.
Introducing the all-new TMOS app.
Powered by TMSoft.
with the full functionality of the PlayaPod app, featuring time-coded bookmarks, improved media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer.
With this update, you get everything in one sleek package. Access to MikeOmeraShow.com.
The ability to call the show and talk to the guys.
Download it now on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. And take the funny into the future.
The future.
Thanks, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Never read ahead. You start laughing, all right? It's the worst time of the year.
It is.
Your face is...
What?
I'm sorry. Your face is fat. The garlic festival was unrewarding. Your red hoodie looks like crap in high def. And you're expectorating like a bitch. What will you do? What will you do? Well, Johnny Jerkoff, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of the of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from John Cryer to Smiles Davis. La, la, la. Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. Get our bonus show content. You'll be helping TMOS, which is truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. So the pretty girl and her mommy and daddy go off for a test drive. Don't know what the dynamic was, but, you know, tremendous interest.
Do you go so far?
Thick necks on the dealership floor. Yes.
Do you go so far as to, like, peek out the window to see what model she's test driving?
No, because I knew she was test driving the, I overheard a couple of times that they were talking about the new one, which is really like Volvo's version of like a hip car.
Okay.
That they're trying to do. And then, the elderly couple comes in and, oh my God, she is, a slightly better dressed Ruth Gordon.
Nice.
And he, how would I describe him?
Heavy?
Oh. No, he's little. He's they're both little. They're both tiny people. And anyway, God, celebrity he most resembles. Oh my god.
Tiny
gosh.
People. Damn it.
Hume Cronin?
No, more
Martin Short.
Martin Short in age makeup.
Maybe Martin Short in age makeup.
Like when he was the old songwriter Irving Cohen?
Yes, Irving Cohen. You'd have that right.
Okay, well, Irving, you know, Cohen. What? Let's paint in broad strokes.
And so I have a nice chat with him. Turns out he's from your old stomping ground of Richmond.
No kidding.
He's in the retail clothing business. And,
melons?
What?
Melons. Melons big and tall?
No, but he apparently dressed some high-powered people like Senator John Warner.
He's a haberdasher?
He's a haberdasher, like a custom suit guy.
Whoa. And,
you see, that's one thing I always tend to forget because I lived in such a horrible area
big
of Richmond.
Tobacco. Yes.
And the way that VCU was situated in such a horrible place, especially 25
Richmond
years
has
ago.
That kind
well,
of...
Well, I mean, there. Richmond is the state capital. There's movers and shakers there.
There's also wealth everywhere in this country.
Yes.
Right.
It depends
on
how people show it, right?
And
does
and
this
the way
tie
he
complement
me,
this suit?
He didn't have a Southern accent. He said to me that John Warner, when he became a United States Senator, decided that it wouldn't look good for a United States Senator to have his suits made in London, so they got this guy to come up and custom make his suits for him, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's
and he was
neat.
An interesting guy, and we were both talking politics a little bit, and it was kind of fun. And then he was off, and they said, Mr. Mayor, we need to see you right now. By the way, I skipped ahead. In between, right around the time that the lady was coming in with the they called me back and said, I'm going to need four tires. Said, listen, you had a screw in the right rear, and it's in a place where legally we can't patch it. And
depends on the state.
Whoa!
And then you know how painful also, that can be.
And they said, can you look at the front tread? And I, you know, I've never had a car dealership say that to me where there wasn't, where you don't go back and you basically have a bald tire.
Yeah.
And so we've beaten the crap out of these tires, and I decide that I'm going to go ahead and get the tires fixed. And that's when I'm there for an hour watching the world go by and having a fantastic time and spending a small fortune to get these tires installed. And he said, by the way, the wear on the inside would indicate you need an alignment. I'll throw an alignment for free. And I said, oh, that's very generous of you. And
that's terrific for knocking $19 off this $6,000 purchase.
We have the Pirelli tires that cost this much. that are on the car. But if you'd like the blank kook tires, and the zook two tire or whatever, I don't know what he said. These are cheaper. Then I look over and the fat guy in the cubicle next to him is calling him, and the guy goes, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, okay." He said, "The Pirelli tires are really just about the same. They're maybe a dollar more." I said, "You just told me they're like $75 less." And I said, "Well, and what's going?" I said, and I start to pitch a little bit.
You should. As he should.
He made a hinky little call with you. He said, and then they said, "Well, we've got a coupon." And the long and short of it.
Hey, we got another coupon for the Pirelli tires.
$200 per tire.
Have you?
Oh! $200 per tire to put on my vehicle that I thought I'd get in and get an indicator light check. Bend me over. Grease me up and take care of me, okay? Like Caligula. That's what I that's what I experienced in this
pro tip, Mike, from a friend, yes. From a cheap friend to you.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
You see their tire prices, and then you go on your phone and go to TireRack.com, and you say, "Oh, it seems to be cheaper here." And if they push back at all, said, "Well, I'm just gonna have them sent here." Yeah. Let me know when they get here. I will come in. You will charge me $25 a tire to put them on later.
Or better yet, you just leave and you say, "I will go to Tire Center or I will go to Firestone or something." But you're leveraging at this point.
You know what you are, Mike O'Mara, with not going to the dealerships, having your wife take care of all that business and not going in to get your car regularly maintained. You know what you are with your lack of knowledge that you can go to a .com service like any other business and buy something for a much cheaper price. You know what you are with your mint candy and your granola bars looking cheap at pretty shoes. Ladies in the dealership and your cheap outfit from Walmart. You're a rube. God, I want to go back in time.
I've been burned.
Oscar just made me want to go back in time. Oscar just made me want to go back in time.
I had to find a better way because...
probably pay $125 for those tires.
You save so much because you're going to a wholesaler, right? Mm. For new tires. And then when they do that, they may give you a little bit of an attitude. Like, "Well, we're going to have to charge to put them on." That's fine.
You're still coming out ahead.
I'm not paying 30 to 40% more for these tires.
And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, "We'll just match the price," because they don't want to deal with it. They want your money that day.
That's only happened to me once. So 1 out of 4 times it's happened to me.
Yeah.
If we're keeping track.
Well, I feel like an idiot.
No, like, but you don't know what now. You don't know.
I do. I really think you're absolutely right. Of course I could have done that. But it was the moment.
Yes.
It was the moment. And I'm thinking in terms of getting to my kids' t-ball practice.
Right.
That's what I'm, so I can watch them play like 10 minutes of t-ball and then play kickball. It was,
really?
By the way, and I get to the t-ball practice where my son and my wife are there, and I'm ready to tell my wife the story, and she's talking to the mommies about different school options, and I'm like, "I would have liked a greeting." I said that to her like late at night, right before we went to bed. "I would have appreciated a greeting at t-ball.
Speaking,
I would have appreciated that you were engaged in conversation. I wanted to tell you about the hassle of spending all that money on tires today.
For your safety."
Did you see on Modern Family where they played kickball and Nathan Lane was guesting?
No.
He did the most marvelous run kick fall on his back. It was fantastic. And he looked up at Mitchell. He says, "If you had any money, I'd sue you."
I flirted for just a second with the idea of participating in kickball. And then I said, no, I saw the future. I saw the paramedics coming to the field. I saw the
embarrassment.
The femur dislocated from the hip joint and all that. But anyway.
We have the Pirelli femur that we can replace it with.
It's a little more.
The radial tires.
At the dealership, the lovely little couple that was there. And I think they'd purchased a car. And
the old couple.
It's fun to watch car dealers. If I had to not be on the radio and have a Joe job, I think I would probably sell cars because I think I'd be good at it. Don't you kick it over to like the business manager? He does all the math.
Pretty much. And you know what? If you've ever been through the process, if you have a good salesman, someone who's nice and someone who's not trying to railroad you, it makes the experience so much better. So you could be good at that.
And
well, they were good at this place. And there was a guy looked exactly like John Panette. He was that big. He was that big. And this guy, I mean, he was super big.
Yeah.
Right? Super big. But he was the man. He had three people during the time I was in there come in, and they loved the guy.
Sure.
And this guy, as big as he was hustling around, and he was going over cars, and he was going. And so the old couple at one point says, all right, we're all set. I'm going to bring it around for you. I'm going to bring the car right around to the front door. I'll bring it down. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm going, that's the way you handle old people buying a car. He said, I'll drive it right up to the front. And he brings it up to the front. And then the old couple goes out. And then 5 seconds later, the guy comes back in. And the lady says, why are you back so soon? He said, he's going over the car with her. I am not going to participate in that. and then he talks to me. Just this sweet old guy.
That's great.
And, you know, I love talking to people because you get their story inside of 5 seconds about, you know, John Warner and all that stuff. And Fox News is on the TV. And I point up and I said, we're talking politics. I said, not like this guy. I said, oh, we don't talk about this guy. And I just kind of chuckled. And he has a nice conversation with me. And that was it. And they were super nice. They were so nice that I couldn't really be that raggy about the whole thing. And that's probably why I rubed out a little bit more, which is a note to people that are in any type of consumer service.
Yes.
If you are making it a super pleasant experience, the people aren't going to want to be dicks and probably won't get as good a deal. So that's the way it is.
Dealerships, right? Take note because, you know, dealerships have the reputation of overcharging. But also, if they make the experience nice, i.e. being friendly and giving out mints.
There was not the slicky boys I didn't see a lot of. You had the guys with the real tight haircuts.
Sure.
You know, that were sitting there and they had the, you know, they're kind of like super fit and they were kind of doing their thing and they were all over the test drive with Sofia Vergara.
Sure.
That's where they were. That's what they were.
Tag
team. But the big guy, meanwhile, was dealing with the old people and making bank.
Yeah.
And it was there. And it was.
That was a mystery shopper. Right? What if they got points for dealing with old people and they're like, hey, guys, you're a bunch of pigs. What about that sale?
It still sucked, though, because I went in for an indicator light on a tire and I came out with four new tires. Hey,
but the I'll light's out, right?
The car drove like a dream.
I bet.
That. Yeah.
And, gorgeous.
You know, it wasn't driving like it was when I came in.
You know, there's something wrong if there's a jitter.
Yeah, there was a screw there, and you know, we went to the garlic festival, and they made us park down where they were like working on old sailboats, and I know that's where I caught the screw too. I know that's what happened.
Do you buy the tire insurance?
No, I don't buy the tire insurance.
Okay, can I just give you another pro tip?
I did once on another car that I had.
When?
I bought tire insurance.
In Florida or outside of Florida?
In Virginia.
Okay. In Virginia, not as important as it is in Florida or Arizona or any Sun Belt city.
Okay.
Because there's not that much precipitation in certain times of the year. So all the debris that is on the road does not get washed off to the side of the road. If you are in
that
area, get the tire insurance for the $15 more wherever you buy it.
Well, because you'll get down new tires. Here and you haven't looked at the tire insurance down here, because when you're down here, the tire insurance consists if you have to get a new tire and your car is like a half a day gone, they'll loan you a bicycle. That's what they do.
Tire Rack has a $15 policy, which I have cashed in on multiple times.
Really? So you've gone through a lot of tires. You drive a lot of miles. So
So
you buy them fancy tires.
When they're fancy, they're worth insuring.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to know the snacks at the Volvo dealership that they had, which is really all I paid attention to.
Sure.
You had your store-bought muffins, maybe Entenmann's.
Sure.
Store-bought chocolate chip cookies. You had the Nature Valley crispy granola bars. You know, the ones that you open up the granola thing and there are two like wafer cookie type granola bars, which are pretty flavorful. Although when you look at them, you think you're getting hay. So that's what you said. Then they had the fruit granola bars. They had a variety of citrus fruits.
Well, it's not Florida.
Then they had some snacks of Sun Chips. And bottled water, no other soft drinks available.
Oh, no sodas?
Not even like a soft drink machine?
I didn't. Well, if there was one, I didn't get.
Usually
they
offer you soft drinks.
And an
Orangina.
And dog treats, like, you know,
Did they have like a coffee machine that does like hot chocolate and frappuccino?
I don't know if it made hot chocolate, but they had a coffee machine right to the right. And a lot of the dealers guys were hitting the coffee.
Sure.
Hitting the coffee.
And Rob, dealerships in Florida are not like dealerships here.
And in what way?
Like the land is cheaper, right?
Right. So they can be bigger.
They can be larger. They can get a little more, I think, artistic with their architecture where you're like,
yeah, it's
wow.
pretty sophisticated, like, Swedish design.
I've seen fountain soda machines in dealerships in Florida.
You see, the one thing you're missing out on is that my Kia dealership has a sauna.
Does it?
No.
Oh.
By the way, the chairs right in the middle were these chairs that were like low to the ground and kind of tilted up.
Yeah.
And I was pretty reasonably convinced that if I had gotten in one of those chairs in front of Sofia Vergara, I wasn't going to be getting up. And, yeah. There's nothing more embarrassing than just sitting there rocking yourself. I'll be up in a second.
What would be great?
See if I could get the centrifugal force to go in the right direction.
If the guy comes in and says, Mr. Romero, we'd like to see you. He says, could you bring the car to me, please?
Yeah, please. Bring it right now. Can we put four new tires on this man? Thank you. We'll take a break. And hey, guess what Friday is? Friday means it's Oscars Day.
Oscars
Day.
Oscars Day.
We're going to do that when we come back on the Mike Romero Show.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Thank you, Sam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Buying or selling a house is probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so you probably don't know what you're doing. And guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert, because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. No matter who or where you are, Cornerstone is there to help you when you need it. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still be okay. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, up, up. So TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or to pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you, so you save money. Approved by Oscar Santana.
Woo.
Click their banner ad at our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado.
Colorado!
Don't wait. Now's the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
No, I don't want to hit that. God damn it. Now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
I could press it 15 times when I wanted to play it. It wouldn't. But if I brush it with my fingernail, hate iPads.
Mike's Take.
Anyway, a review and comment on the news that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
We start today with something Oscar loves, snacks. Nobody likes snacks more than Oscar. Thrillist Oscar Santana ranked the most underrated snacks of all time, which is basically just a bunch of junk food. I'm going to give them all to you, and then you can comment.
Please.
There's six of them here. I'll do 6-1. Number 6 is Cheese Nips. Number 5, Smarties. Number 4, Bagel Chips. Number 3, Crackle. Mr. Goodbar and 100 Grand. They bundled those three together. Number 2, Ding Dongs. And number 1, Nutty Buddy. Those are the six snacks. Cheese Nips, Smarties, Bagel Chips, Crackle, Ding Dongs, Nutty Buddy. Those are all. I didn't know what you thought about it.
I love lists that have food on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this list is suspect because it doesn't have your big staples, right? Doritos.
But these are underrated.
Yes. Doritos. Some people hate, and they don't know why. They don't like the different flavors. They don't like the... I'm not talking about the staples of just your general nacho cheese. Cool Ranch, right?
Have you ever had Cheese Nips? That's number 6.
Absolutely. Okay. They're not that great.
Okay.
Not that great.
What about Smarties? Have you had Smarties?
Yeah, they're a kid's candy.
Bad candy.
Yeah.
Bad candy.
Right?
Yeah.
Bagel chips, where are you on bagel chips?
They're fun, but they're
fun?
I'd rather have a bag of random, like one-off seasonal Doritos.
Okay. And Crackle, Mr. Goodbar, you're not a big candy bar guy.
No, but I'm an adult. I'll try something new. Both of those are great. Crackle comes in the big Hershey's bags.
Yeah, the mixed bag.
They're probably the best out of the dull candies that are there. So if you're looking for the hot chick amongst all the uglies, you'll take that one. And Crackle. Then if okay. As far as 100 grand, not as good as the Snickers bar.
I agree.
Yeah, you're
Ding dongs compared to ho-hos. Ding dongs are the underrated ones on this list.
I've had both. We had both of them in our high school cafeteria.
Aren't ding dongs also a Hostess product, though?
Ho-hos get most of the Hostess love, but ding dongs shouldn't be overlooked, it says.
They're essentially a rounder,
it's
flatter.
It's a sleeker, sexier snack. They're the same snack. They just have different dresses on.
Mm. Ding dongs and Nutty Buddy. They're sort of a cross between a Reese's peanut butter cup and a Kit Kat bar.
A Nutty Buddy's fine, but it feels like it's the GoBot of. It's not a Transformer, right? It's an off-brand
Hot Wheels.
GoBot. Yes, it's just not good.
Yeah, I was thinking when you said it, I was thinking of the ice cream. The Nutty Buddy ice cream. And so
now it says it's a
I know not this candy.
They have it across the street.
Oh, well, I'll be right back.
All right, we'll have
Oscar steak.
Oscar. There we are. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Amazon, it was food.
We got on snacks and he totally lost his train of thought. Yeah. Amazon added a new feature to Alexa.
It's fun, isn't it?
Hey, man, I'm part of the fat club, too.
That's right. Look at his face.
I'm sorry. It's like you're listening to Oscar saying.
Oscar's thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hitting all the buttons here. Amazon.
Okay.
Permiso.
Hello.
Amazon added a new feature to Alexa yesterday called Skill Blueprints. Now, what it does is it lets you create custom quizzes and do things like preload answers to questions your babysitter might ask. But here's how people will actually use it. You can now add custom questions and answers, which means you can prank people by asking things like, who's the ugliest person in the world, and having her say your husband's name. You can also create a burn list of random insults. Then if you say, open my burns, she'll immediately start ripping on you. So somebody's thinking too much.
Yeah.
That's the latest with Alexa. What's your take on this, Oscar?
Okay. The bit for talking to Alexa and having her say all these kind of wild answers.
Wild.
Wild.
I think that has fallen to the Rube category, right?
I agree.
Where
I agree.
This was cool 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun when Siri asked Alexa to ask Siri. That was fun yesterday, right?
Right.
That's a different take. But finding out what Alexa's doing wrong for a technology that is still new is old. Like, people should stop wondering why this thing doesn't work. It's a computer.
If you Alexa, should I buy my tires at the car dealership, or should I get them on an online service? I'm still thinking.
You lazy ass.
I found this on the web.
Can you stop wanting everything and not wanting to pay for it?
Okay, very good. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, there will be no shortage of hand-me-downs for this Michigan kid. Hey, I sound like a TV anchor now. The Grand Rapids Press reports that Kateri and Jay Schwant welcome the birth of their 14th son on Wednesday, 5 days before he was due. They have no daughters. The television station reports the boy weighs 8 pounds, 4 ounces. As with their last few children, the couple from Rockford, north of Grand Rapids, didn't want to know the baby's sex ahead of time. Jay Schwant said earlier this year that he would have loved to have a girl, but didn't think it would be in the cards. And he was right. Kateri Schwant has said she's used to large families as one of 14 children herself. The couple's oldest son is in his 20s, so they welcome their 14th child. Isn't that great? 14th son, Oscar Santana.
A lot of boys.
There should be a tariff for families that have more than 6 children, right?
I'd say more than 4.
Well, and I'll tell you why. Because society's going to have to raise 7 through 14. And I'll tell you, because the bandwidth for a parent is probably max 3. To really love and make and foster that growth.
I say too.
If you don't own a farm and you don't need them work the land like my mom did in Latin America, you shouldn't have more than at least three or four siblings. That's it.
May I sidebar one thing real quick?
Yes.
I come from a Catholic family, and I'm not going to call out my Uncle Dana by name, but if you have to buy a special vehicle because you have that many children, too many kids.
How many kids did Dana have?
Six.
Wow.
Yeah, five boys and a gal.
He wouldn't get taxed.
No.
Well,
he just said under the wire.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Well, he said it would happen, and it did. Bill Murray was planning a Caddyshack-themed Chicago restaurant in 2016. It finally opened a couple of days ago. It's not just Bill Murray's thing. Caddyshack is the restaurant where you can eat, drink, and be Murray. It's definitely a family affair. The comedy legend shares ownership with his brothers. Bill Murray gave a press conference at the opening. He said that, yes, the restaurant's name means it has something to do with golf. Duh. He also described the vibe as casual fun. Naturally, the walls in the Caddyshack are decorated with Murray movie posters, including Groundhog Day and Stripes. He probably avoided Razor's Edge, though. WGN, the Chicago TV station, reports the menu includes cheeseburgers, potato golf balls, and, of course, caddy shakes. So that's a cat. It's in Chicago. Kind of wish it was in Florida. I'd go check it out. So
yeah, there was a rumor for some time that something with that themed Caddyshack was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's where they shot the movie, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's where they shot it, some old abandoned golf course.
So this is something that I would actually, I'd want to see when I went to Chicago. It'd be on
I'd like
a bucket list,
it.
Right?
I'd mm-hmm.
Because of the we have great context now of making of that movie for from the Netflix special we all watched.
Exactly.
And the idea that they're all on blow making that movie.
Right.
That lore, even if you're anti-drug, just the idea that you have Rodney Dangerfield, you've got this wonderful cast of characters, and I'm in. I'm gonna travel.
Okay, very good.
We should go. And Mike,
and
if you're willing to go. And take Carla. We should make a big trip. I know Rob doesn't want to go, but you and I want to. Yes,
we're going to have the author, by the way, next week. Caddyshack.
Chris Nashawaty. It's a great book. I'm about halfway through it.
About Caddyshack.
Have
so,
to have
he'll be on talking
the
about that next
the golfer there. Yeah, like a little guy.
The puppet.
Have
yeah.
Golfer.
Okay.
You gotta have finally, no. You don't want to go.
No, no. I'll go.
Why
absolutely.
Are you just smiling at me? Like,
can
I'm
get through Oscar's take for the love of God?
Oscar's take.
Finally, Oscar
staring at me
in a bizarre revelation.
Can't believe what happened to your face.
Yowri, I hope I get this name pronunciation correct. Yoweri Museveni, the president of Uganda, issued a public warning condemning sex acts, which he said were brought in by outsiders. The Ugandan president has said he wants to ban his nation from having that special favor.
Oh,
because as he puts it, Oscar. The mouth is for eating. That is what the president of Uganda, continuing in the great tradition of wonderful leaders.
Great place.
That's what the Ugandan president said. I welcome your text, your take on that. Sorry.
There are people that say America is not great anymore. And I'll have you take this story that Mike just read to us. And remember that in this country, we don't have people doing this. Now, they may be sleeping with porn stars outside of wedlock, but outside of that, they're not making rules like this. It could get worse.
All right. That's good. I just got a text from a Mr. Todd Moore that says, great take. Anyway,
Oscar's take.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break, and we will come back with our final audio vault of the week. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Is there a Caddyshack restaurant in Uganda? Because I'd love to head over there.
That's right. Eat the milkshakes with your mouth. We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan Hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top. Now airing on ESP Fan.
He's so talented. Mike, now, Rob makes him shine, but its concepts are great.
That was his concept. That's a brilliant one.
Was that really his?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon is still the best. However, If you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, it's a little bit different now, so please listen up. All you have to do is click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I may be a little weird, but ever since I was in high school, I've had a fan running in my bedroom. I like to have the air moving. I like to hear the noise, but it takes up a lot of room.
Does Dan the Fan Man know that?
I bought mine from Dan the Fan Man, but he doesn't stock this one, because Honeywell, you want a Honeywell, you got to go through Amazon. Here's what's great about this one. Remote control, multi-speed, and it doesn't take up any room. It's like a tall 6-inch cylinder. You put it in the corner of your bedroom, it doesn't take up any room, and you get all the benefits of having a fan running all the time. Under $60. Highly recommended. This one's been running in my house for 3 years.
Do you run hot when you sleep?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because I'm fat.
Amazon really does have everything.
Well, it's true, though.
You can find that fan and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com to get yours. Get clicking, Amazonians, and do it now. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, April 20, 2018. Let me do this again because I'm going to close it.
Thank you.
I'm going to open
Thank
it again.
Thank you.
Because yeah, open it
one
wide.
One person out there saying, he didn't really open the audio.
The helper's mic.
Trust me, I keep an eye on that. Now, Mike, let's go back to 1990. This was, of course, a big hit record, and I find an annoying one, but no one could deny the fact that Sinead O'Connor, yeah, big hit, right? It's been
7 hours and 15. I love this song, by the way.
And it's 1990 that this came out, but it was also no secret that the song was written by Prince.
Right.
And he put out a version of it.
It's probably why I love it.
But what the estate did yesterday is they posted Prince's original version. Nobody had ever heard it.
Wow.
Because he had recorded this demo, and it sat at, you know, Paisley Park. They put it out yesterday, and it's different than the one he put out. This is from 1985. Prince's.
What do you mean it's different than the one he put? You just said.
He recorded a released version. He released a version later, but this is the original version that he never released. And it is really stunning. And this was trending number one on YouTube when I went to bed, trending number one on YouTube when I woke up. Here's the original version by Prince, and I think it's great. Now, since you've been gone, I can do
whatever I want. Wow.
All right out of the gate. I can see whomever I choose.
I can eat my dinner in fancy restaurants. But nothing, I said nothing can take away. That's from 1985, so relatively early in his career still, and a marvelous, marvelous record. So
talent is talent.
Mm.
Wow.
That's on YouTube. Yes. Check it out. Now, here's another song. This is my favorite Aerosmith record.
Pretty strong. Tough to argue with that one.
And it was co-written by Aerosmith with a guy named Desmond Child. He had a band called Rouge. Mm-hmm. And he came out this week and talked about what inspired the record. I had never heard this story.
I had gone to write with Aerosmith for the very first time. And they had been at a bar a few days before. And Vince Neil was at the bar. And Steven Tyler was starting to poke fun and started saying, oh, that dude looks like a lady. Inadvertently, we wrote a song about Vince Neil.
So the lead singer of Motley Crue is the inspiration.
Oh, wow. That is such great insight.
Isn't that great?
That.
Love that.
I bet Vince Neil feels good about that one.
Yeah, sure. It's crazy.
Now, everyone's had good days and everyone's had bad, but if you're a mixed martial arts announcer and you're announcing a decision where you're actually
I'm sorry, I didn't mention this. He died of counterfeit Vicodin. He didn't know he was taking the drug that was killing him.
Prince,
yeah.
Yeah, it was laced with fentanyl.
But I was shocked that there was counterfeit Vicodin on the market.
I know.
Yeah.
And it didn't think he was taking fentanyl.
No.
Which is what killed him.
A true accidental overdose.
It was a true accident, yeah.
Sucks. Man. It really does suck. It's terrible.
This mixed martial arts guy, he's announcing to the point where the ref is in the middle of the ring where he's going to raise the hand of the winner. And when you're in that point of a fight,
it's over.
You really want to get the name right.
For your winner, David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell.
Excuse me.
I called it wrong.
My bad.
I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong.
What?
I got the scores right. Yeah, I got the winner wrong.
But I wanted to yell, so yeah.
One more time, and what's great is the ref in the middle actually picks up the wrong hand and then has to pull it down because he says the wrong name.
For your winner, David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. My bad. I called it wrong.
Loud.
My bad.
He's loud.
I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong.
Yell
my
again.
Bad, my friend. Yeah.
My bad, my friend.
My bad. My bad. I'm going to yell more.
Some people, Mike, just aren't good at talking. Case in point, Senator Bob Corker, who was asked, will he support President Trump in his when he runs again.
And his re-election bid?
Yeah, and Corker is a homina. He really just can't commit.
Do you support today President Trump for re-election in 2020?
Look, who knows whether President Trump's going to run.
He's announced that he is going to run.
Well, now, surely CNN is not taking for face value everything that comes out of the White House. So we have no idea who's going to run. Whether the president runs again or not, I think is very questionable, candidly.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Why would
Great journalist. Great question.
Hey, Corker. Why wouldn't he? Why would he?
And Corker's one of the few guys that's actually said bad things about Cheeto, and that's interesting when he does that.
And we close with this. If you saw the video, it's great. Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where they were going to a playoff hockey game and Putty painted his face and totally embarrassed Elaine? Patrick Warburton went to playoff hockey game painted up like that.
Oh, my God.
To see the New Jersey Devils play, and he was all painted up, and he went on, I think he put it on Instagram, painted up just like he was on Seinfeld.
Wow.
And he did, but anyway, here is that, in celebration of playoff hockey and Patrick Warburton, here's that classic moment from Seinfeld.
What the?
So what do you think?
What is that?
I painted my face.
You painted your face? Why?
Well, support the team. Okay, ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's get it on!
Seinfeld holds up pretty good, but I think of all the characters, Putty's my favorite because they built up. He was quiet for two seasons.
Yeah.
And then he goes, rah, 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 rah. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.